Fett. I told you this was going to be a huge episode, so thank you very much, nerds, for sticking around. But Boba Fett Season 2 is apparently happening and also potentially coming soon. Welcome back, nerds. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Your Nerd News. It's been a minute, but we are back. We're doing the news. We have a lot to catch up on. We do have some housekeeping to get out of the way first. So housekeeping, we have this episode. I think I'm going to be able to do a live episode this weekend and then a regular episode next week. And then we're going to take another week off because I have a kind of sort of family reunion thing to do. But that will only be a single week. And I think I still have some interview content to post in order to make up the time so that you guys will still have fresh content, fresh nerdy content even, right here on the channel. So that is the housekeeping. There is a lot of follow-up. So while I was gone, San Diego Comic-Con happened. We are going to be touching on that in most of the sections, I believe. But just to get a couple of the larger things out of the way, I'm also, there's also some stuff that launched while I was gone. Some TV shows. We got a couple of things happened. So we'll touch on all of that as well. So it's going to be a little bit all over the place. And I apologize for the sporadic nature of today's episode, but it is kind of how we have to do a makeup episode these days. So some big notable things from San Diego Comic-Con, and then we'll get into all of the sections. First up, we have High Evolutionary has been cast and is going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He's going to be played by none other than, and I apologize, I'm going to mispronounce his name, Chukwudi Iwuji, who was the dude in Peacemaker, who was the guy in charge in Peacemaker. Super excited about this. I think he's a fantastic actor. I want to see him in more things. And also one of the few actors that spans the DC Marvel line, so that's cool. Captain America New World Order has been given a release date, May 3rd of 2024. Blade has finally been given a release date, November 3rd of 2023. Fantastic Four, we now have a release date for as well, and we're going to touch on this a little bit more in the movie section. That is November 8th, 2024. We now know that Phase 6 is going to be the end of what Feige is calling the multiverse saga, and it is going to be ending with two new Avengers movies. So there's a lot of legwork that has to happen between now and then. Those two Avengers movies have been titled Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. So rumor confirmation right there. Secret Wars is turning into a movie after the series comes to an end. X-Men 97 has already been renewed for a second season, even though we haven't even seen all that much from the first season yet, and it definitely hasn't launched. Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, and Lower Decks are going to do crossover episodes with each other, which seems very strange because one's live action, one's animated. We also are going to get some Lower Decks action at Deep Space Nine, so I guess I have to watch Lower Decks now. and then our final big thing that we're touching on before we get into proper sections is the Wheel of Time has officially been renewed for a third season on Amazon Prime. All of this happened at San Diego Comic-Con. There is honestly a bunch of stuff. There's compilation videos if you missed any of the trailers, because we're not going to be touching on many of them, really any of them except for one or two in today's episode. So if you are looking for the San Diego Comic-Con trailers, there's a bunch of compilation videos that are like 27, 32 minutes long of all of the release trailers that launched at San Diego Comic-Con. So go find those. YouTube is a beautiful thing. There is some exciting stuff in there and some things that we need to address in there, so we will get to that. But by and large, it's just a lot of really cool trailers that we're not going to touch on. All of that being said, let's get into sections, shall we? TV streaming, as per usual, pretty much, is our biggest section of the episode. This is going to be a lot of the San Diego Comic-Con stuff. And yeah, we have a fair amount of things to get out of the way. So without any further ado, we have things that were launched that not necessarily anything to do with San Diego Comic-Con. Shorzy, actually no, this one was just, I finished Shorzy and it's definitely worth a watch. If you're a Letterkenny fan, go watch Shorzy. Westworld season 4 has begun. We're about 3 episodes into, I think we're a little bit deeper than that. I'm still trying to catch up. I'm like 2 or 3 episodes behind. Orville season 3 is phenomenal. I think that has come to its conclusion. And American Horror Stories, we are waiting on the 3rd episode for that as I film today's episode. So that is the things that have come out that we've been talking about. And then let's get into some San Diego Comic-Con stuff. So we have Avatar The Last Airbender, the live action movie. It has some casting stuff that we're going to talk about real quick. I'm going to mispronounce this name. I apologize. Utkarsh Ambudkar. Wow. I, again, apologize for butchering that name. Who was in Free Guy, has been cast as King Bumi. He joins Rainbow Dickerson as Kaya Katara and Ahsoka's mother. James C. will reprise his role as the Cabbage Merchant community. And Mythic Quest actor Danny Pudi will be the mechanic. Gordon Cormier as Avatar Aang. I'm another name I'm going to mispronounce, and I apologize. Kia Wentio Tarble as Katara, Ian Ousley as Sokka, Dallas Liu as Zuko, Paul Soon-Hyung Lee as Uncle Iroh, and Daniel Day Kim, wow, words, I know Daniel Day Kim's name, as series villain Fire Lord Ozai. That is the casting as it stands right now for Avatar The Last Airbender. Next, we have Rick and Morty. Season 6 will be launching in September. Secret Wars will, in fact, be a crossover event. We actually learned this since San Diego Comic-Con. But we know that Secret Wars is going to be a series and then is also going to be a capstone movie for Phase 6, I believe it was. And then I Am Groot, we know, is going to be an anthology series and is a great little trailer to go watch just because Groot is wonderful. And the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special that we've been keeping tabs on, we now know from San Diego Comic-Con, is going to be the capstone for, or not the capstone, the epilogue for Phase 4 of the MCU. So it's not going to be in Phase 4 proper, but it's going to kind of bridge the gap between Phase 4 and Phase 5. So trailers. We have, like I said, a whole bunch of trailers came out from San Diego Comic-Con. We're not going to be talking about all of them, just the larger ones and, a couple that have come out since. So Lock and Key Season 3, final season, will be coming out August 10th. The trailer has hit now. It does come from San Diego Comic-Con. Just noteworthy because this is the final season of this. It started out great, not as great these days, but still pretty good series. And then this is the one that we had to come to, and that is Interview with the Vampire. Interview with the Vampire, we got our first proper trailer, not just a teaser, but an actual trailer for the series. We're going to start with the release date. It does come out October 2nd is when they will start airing episodes on AMC, and from what I can see in this trailer, it is just as bad as we were anticipating. This, the changing of Louis does not necessarily change Louis. Does that make sense? They race swapped Louis, which is, you know, it is what it is. As long as you then take the historical precedent of the time when the story takes place and you have to change who that character is fundamentally, because a black man back in the time that this book takes place initially, would not have really been as successful as Louis is in the original story. So you have to create new dynamics for a character, which would be fine if that was the direction they were going, but it doesn't seem to be the case necessarily. It seems that he's still pretty affluent and just a number of things that, again, is kind of minor as long as they can still tell good stories. And I know the actors involved, I'm not recalling names off the top of my head, but the Grey Worm, who plays Louis, He's a great actor, so I'm really hoping that his performance is going to make up for some of the historical inaccuracies. And I know it's silly to be looking at historical inaccuracies for a show about vampires, but that's kind of the way it was written when Anne Rice wrote it, was, you know, this is the way of life back then, and this is how vampires fit into that way of life. So if you're fundamentally changing the way of life, it kind of creates a disconnect that I don't think they're anticipating, but is going to happen. And then, oh God, Claudia. Oh no. Just the very little we get from her in this trailer, seems like they are approaching this character in all kinds of strange ways that I hope actually end up making sense in the series, but I'm honestly not holding my breath. So that's what we've got for the little bit of, Interview with the Vampire, that we got in this trailer. Let's move on now to the Andor trailer that didn't technically launch at San Diego Comic-Con, but we now know that it's been pushed back by about a month, and when it does launch, the first release day is going to see the release of three episodes, one-upping Obi-Wan, because apparently they just keep getting behind on themselves. So instead of releasing them once a week, because it's not a full month, so the three episodes that we would have gotten by the time it actually launches are going to be the three episodes that they launch with. So I don't see why they had to push it back, but apparently they felt it was necessary. The trailer looks fantastic, but at this point with Disney Star Wars, I'm not holding my breath. I'm really not waiting with any sort of rapt anticipation for this to be an exceptional series. Could it still be an exceptional series? Absolutely. I do not deny that is a possibility. I've been burned a couple too many times at this point to say out the gate that I think it's going to be as such. So that's what we've got there. And then we got the Cyberpunk Edgerunners proper trailer as well, which this looks like a lot of fun. Cyberpunk 2077 is still a game I have not yet played, but I do really love cyberpunk literature, i.e. William Gibson. Basically anything he's done is very much heavily borrowed from this as far as the imagery and the storytelling and so on and so forth. So yeah, I'm definitely down for anything that's even halfway competent for cyberpunk subject matter, and being as this is based on a very successful game that I believe I will enjoy once I finally play it. I'm very excited about this, so go check out that trailer as well. That's what we have for trailers. Let's get into news. We have the official announcement for the Arrowverse. The Flash is going to be coming to an end with Season 9. And not only that, but Season 9 is going to be cut in half. Instead of the regular 22, 23 episodes, it is going to be only 13 episodes. And this will effectively, like I said, end the Arrowverse. This is the last surviving series that still exists in that universe. The Berlantiverse is, I think, a little bit more appropriate because Arrow hasn't been on the air for 3 years at this point, 4 years maybe. So yeah, time for it to go, I'm sure. 9 seasons of this is a good run by any metric, so I'm excited for the end and excited to see what happens next when we get the Lois and Clark universe, because that's effectively what's going on right now, is the Superman and Lois series that's on CW right now is in a different universe that may or may not actually tie into whatever movie universe they're starting to cook up. So very interested to see what happens for DC in the near future. And then we have a downer piece that we have to talk about real quick. Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura in the original Star Trek series, has passed away at the age of 89. It was announced that she did pass of natural causes. And this is just... I had the privilege of covering a Starfest, one of the Denver Comic-Con things, and she was there, and she was super, super nice. She was, I didn't get to interview her, sadly, but from all of the accounts of those that did, she was pretty awesome and a great lady to be around, and everybody who has worked with her has come out. We have George Takei, William Shatner have both come out and said wonderful things about her life and working with her and who she was as a person. So this is a bit of a sad day. in the Star Trek universe. So we're going to take a moment and just remember Lieutenant Uhura, Nichelle Nichols, and yeah, we'll... So coming out of that, I said I don't want to end things with downer notes. So that's basically in the middle of this section. Next, we're talking about the Penguin. We now have confirmation that this is going to be happening. It is coming to HBO Max. It's going to be a series. Colin Farrell is going to be reprising his role as the titular character. But some things are a little bit different. First of all, Matt Reeves is not going to be the showrunner. He is going to be a producer along with the scriptwriter for his Batman movie. So they're going to be producing. Reeves will also not be directing or anything. He's only going to be a producer. The head writer and showrunner, so director for, I would imagine, a fair amount of these episodes, is going to be Lauren LeFranc. She will be the one that they, she is the one that they are bringing in to lead this show, presumably while Reeves moves along with the movies. So interesting, pretty fun. That's all we've got. So we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Max Headroom, something that I don't know that a whole lot of people are going to remember, but some of you out there are going to remember. Max Headroom was a bit of a meme before memes were a thing. He is a character that was created in the 80s. He had a, it was a made-for-TV movie in England, in the UK, that then got a series in the UK, that then got a series in the States, and then he became such a pop culture icon in the States that they basically used him in marketing for, like, restaurants and toys, and just kind of was ubiquitous with the mid to late 80s and into the early 90s. Apparently, he's coming back. He's getting a new series. They are going to be bringing the actor back who played Max inside that little television. It's going to be coming to AMC. The actor's name is Matt Frewer, who also presumably is going to be returning to play the living person who creates Max in the fictional world. That person's name is Edison Carter. That's all we really know right now, assuming this gets any further in development, because like I said, it's pretty obscure at this point. But assuming this gets any further into development, we will definitely be keeping tabs there. Our next piece has to do with The Boys. Season 4, we know, is well underway as far as the writing and early stages of production go. We now have word that we're going to be seeing Ryan, Homelander's son, the actor who plays him, Cameron Corvette, has been raised to a series regular. So he's going to be in most of the episodes for season 4. There's also going to be an increase of superhero parodies in the next season, but that's kind of to be expected. The big piece here is that Ryan is going to factor heavily into the story for season 4, which seems pretty awesome. I'm very intrigued by this. I'm very, very intrigued by this. That is all we have for regular old news, though. So let's move into suggestions. This week's suggestion, again, is The Orville Season 3. Actually, all three seasons of The Orville. If you haven't watched it and you like science fiction, even kind of, or if you're a big Star Trek fan, The Orville is the best thing Star Trek-wise that I've seen in, honestly, a long, long time. It's not Trek proper, but it's amazing, and it's very much Trek light, or Trek like, I guess is probably more appropriate. Just Seth MacFarlane is doing fantastic and just keeps getting better now that he has a bigger budget and he's working on Hulu. He's not just sitting on that. He's doing something with it. And this is wonderful. Put your politics aside, because it kind of floats the line on the politics issue. So it definitely, if you can look past some minor issues as far as politics go, this is one of, if not the best science fiction show on streaming or episodic content at all right now. Go check it out. Movies is the next section. We have a couple of things that have been announced. I believe, we're just going to get into it. So follow-ups. Aquaman 2, Jason Momoa has made it known that Ben Affleck will in fact be joining him for Aquaman 2 to some capacity. All we know is that there's a picture of the two of them on Jason Momoa's Instagram page where Momoa says that Affleck is going to be Batman in his movie. How much of Batman are we going to get in Aquaman 2? Very much remains to be seen. My assumption is it's going to be something akin to a bit of a cameo. If he gets anything more than 5 minutes of screen time, I'll be very, very surprised. Honestly, if he gets anything more than like 2 minutes of screen time, I'll be extremely surprised. So, but it is happening, and we do know it's for real because Momoa told us. And then our other follow-up comes from the Weird Al movie, is going to Hulu. We know this. Oh, I'm sorry, not Hulu. Roku is going to Roku TVs November 4th. That's the follow-up, is that we now finally have a release date for the Weird Al movie. So new trailers for this. Again, a million things launched at San Diego Comic-Con. Go check them out. We touched on a couple in the TV section. We're not really going to touch on much here, but Spirit Halloween, the movie with Christopher Lloyd, finally has a trailer, and this looks like a whole boatload of fun. I love Christopher Lloyd. He looks sufficiently creepy in this trailer, and this definitely strangely works up that hype machine very, very, very well. So go check out the trailer for Spirit Halloween. And then we're into news. We have a real quick piece for The Gray Man. Netflix has announced that we are going to be getting a sequel. And we do know that it is going to be starring Ryan Gosling again. The Russo brothers are going to be returning as well for the director's chair. And not just that, but we're going to be getting a spinoff. Not a whole lot is known about the spinoff, exactly what it's going to entail or anything like that yet, but we do know what's coming because Netflix is really desperate to do something great. And if they can't have Marvel anymore, then they're going to have Marvel actors, and they're going to have Marvel directors, and they're going to have Marvel producers, and it's just going to be Marvel and everything but name, I guess. So, yeah, very interesting. Paul Wernick, and oh, that was the other piece. Paul Wernick and Rhett Reiss, the guys who wrote Deadpool 1 and 2, are going to be writing the spinoff. That's the thing that we do know about the spinoff movie, is the Deadpool writers are going. So again, more Marvel names attached to a Netflix project. Is this the death throes of Netflix? I don't know. Let's move next into, oh damn it, we have a couple of sad pieces. Oh, I was getting all excited about things and then I forgot we had these. So let's we have a couple of passings. First off, we have Paul Sorvino. Paul Sorvino is a little bit obscure in certain ways, and as far as like modern pop culture cinema goes, unless you are of a indie mindset or even a horror mindset, because Paul Sorvino was in three actually of my favorite indie horror outlet pieces recently, namely Repo: The Genetic Opera, The Devil's Carnival, and Alleluia: The Devil's Carnival. He played God in the Devil's Carnival movies, and he was the Roti Largo in the Repo: Genetic Opera movie. And Paul Sorvino was a classically trained opera singer. Not a lot of people know that unless you like these movies, these three movies that I was just talking about. And it's wonderful. It's incredibly campy and really silly and kind of dark and bloody and things, but like just great fun if you're kind of more into a goth mindset with your entertainment. And it's he was a lot more than just those movies. Obviously, he was in Goodfellas, and he was in so many other movies. But like, that's my personal connection to Paul Sorvino, is he was God. Very literally, he was God. And he had a great singing voice. And it sucks. And so we're going to take a moment for Paul. And then our next passing that we have to talk about, and this one hits me a little bit different, is the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll. I know she's done plenty of other things as well, but I mean, I got to talk with Rene Auberjonois, who was in Star Trek Deep Space Nine, but also was a singing voice in this same movie, in The Little Mermaid. And like, that was kind of one of the things we talked about more than his Deep Space Nine. And Deep Space Nine is my Star Trek. So to hear that the voice of Ursula has now also passed is just, it just hits me kind of weird. And it's super, super down. And just, I don't know. We're going to take a moment for Pat Carroll because she definitely deserves it as well. Okay, so downer pieces aside, let's get back into the news, shall we? We have a remake of Roadhouse happening. And yeah, for those of you that don't know what Roadhouse is, I don't blame you necessarily. It is a really cheesy action movie, I guess, from the 80s, starring Patrick Swayze as a bouncer, like the bouncer's bouncer, the guy that keeps everyone in line and is super, you know, tough guy with a heart of gold kind of dude, and doesn't get into any of the trouble and keeps people out of the trouble and blah, blah, blah. And businessman trying to take the bar and do horrible businessman things. That's getting remade, and Jake Gyllenhaal is who they have tapped to play the lead, which Patrick Swayze played in the original. So, I don't know. This has all of the hallmarks of being a huge popcorn movie. Like, a million people are going to go watch this just because it's Roadhouse, and another million people are going to go watch this just because it's Jake Gyllenhaal, and they're not going to be expecting anything that, like, changes cinema for them, which is appropriate. But, like, I think that's not necessarily a bad thing. This could just be a great palate cleanser as far as, like, all of the superhero movies and all of these really serious things that are trying to get Oscar nods and blah, 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 blah. Jake Gyllenhaal's like, I just want to do something fun, and this is it, man. I think this has a strong potential to be something very much worth watching. So I don't know that this is necessarily goofy as I originally thought when I saw the headline. Next, we're talking about a real quick follow-up, I guess, technically, to that Nobody movie that came out starring Bob Odenkirk that was basically frumpy John Wick, getting a sequel. Very interestingly getting a sequel, because if you remember, Bob Odenkirk had a heart attack on the set of Better Call Saul filming the final season. So we have been assured by the producers and such that he should be in good enough health to do another action movie. And we all would love to see Bob Odenkirk do another one of these movies, because the first Nobody was a whole hell of a lot of fun. So that's what we've got on that. Next, we have a little bit of drama. The Rocky Balboa villain, Drago, is reportedly going to be getting his own movie, I should say. Though this has not come without controversy, because Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa, who created all of these characters, apparently does not own the exclusive rights to his characters anymore. So when it was announced that this was going forward, he was not privy to it before the announcement was made to the public, so he very publicly slammed the idea of making a movie without him, effectively. And Dolph Lundgren is apparently attached to some degree to this project, though shortly after Stallone came out very publicly against this project, Dolph Lundgren also then came out publicly to say, whoa, 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 whoa. All right, so first thing, I didn't know that Sylvester Stallone wasn't attached to this project in some fashion. I thought he was at the very least going to be acting as Rocky in this show, in this movie. And two, nothing is put in stone. We haven't even solidified a script, as far as I know, director, anything like that. It's just a project early in development. So with that being said, he then distanced himself a little bit from the project. And that's kind of where it sits, in this weird limbo stage right now. So as that develops, we will be keeping tabs on it. That is what we have for the movies section for this episode. That brings us to suggestions for movies. And the suggestion for this week is Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe over on Paramount Plus. This movie is absolutely worth your time. It is a bit of a laugh riot, if you will. I really like Beavis and Butthead. I am, you know, their demographic, their target demographic, I'm sure. And it's absolutely, I watched it on vacation and oh my God, it was hilarious. You should do the same. It's totally worth your time. I'm very excited about the revival series and to get to see them do effectively their version of reaction videos to modern metal music. I'm all about it. But yeah, that's what we got for suggestions. Rumor Mill is next. So yeah, we have some things. We have a couple of confirmations to get out of the way, actually, to start off this Rumor Mill section. First off, we know that the Thunderbolts movie is, in fact, happening. It was revealed at San Diego Comic-Con, and it will be the capstone for Phase 5. So the phase that we haven't started yet. Next is Namor. We have Namor confirmed to be in Wakanda Forever, as revealed in the trailer that was released at San Diego Comic-Con. So another confirmation there. And then The Walking Dead, the Rick and Michonne series that was kind of sort of teased by AMC, has now been 100% confirmed. It is going to be happening. It is going to be happening in 2023, though this does come with a little bit of a caveat, because those three Rick Grimes movies that we were supposed to be getting are no longer happening, sadly, because, you know, I really love Walking Dead. So that is what we have for confirmations, no refutations, no new sources. We just have a whole bunch of new rumors. So let's get into those. First off, Solo, a sequel story. Apparently, Han Solo is going to be getting another movie, prequel, kind of. Lawrence Kasdan is the source of this rumor. Usually I don't talk about sources because that's kind of not as fun, but this one's pretty significant because he's the writer. So if he's talking about doing a sequel, that kind of lends itself pretty well, though Lawrence Kasdan is not Disney. And so I feel like because of the source, the other sources that are reporting on this, they're only talking about Lawrence and they're not talking about anybody else associated with Disney who's even considering this right now. And the poor box office results from the first movie just does not lend itself to them wanting to do a sequel. So I'm going to put this one at a generous 40% likelihood. Next is Marvel. We have a couple of copyrights that have been leaked. First up is Eternity Saga, and the second is the Timeless Saga. So we are coming to the end as of Phase 6 is going to be the end of the Multiverse Saga. So after the Multiverse, we're going to presumably get either Eternity or Timeless, according to the rumor. This comes from a pretty solid source. This is the same source that leaked the Kang Avengers movie and the Secret Wars movie just before it was announced at Comic-Con. So it comes from the same place, so it's pretty solid. While I know that Eternity Saga and Timeless Saga both happened in the comic books, I feel like this might be them kind of registering copyrights for duplicate things. I don't know that necessarily both of these are going to happen. I think one of them is going to happen and they're just taking their time and deciding which one it is, because neither of them have been officially announced, unless I missed something at San Diego Comic-Con, which is entirely possible. So likelihood for this, again, unless I'm eating my foot right now, is about 65%, because it is pretty likely, just I don't know how likely. Next, we're talking about Aragorn. Rumors around Aragorn. This is being reported by a lot of outlets as being 100% going to happen, and I am here to say that that is not the case. We have another one of these rumors as well at the end of the episode. So this one, though, says that Disney Plus is going to be doing an Aragorn series based on the Inheritance Cycle books by Christopher Paolini. Christopher Paolini is also going to be brought in as a co-writer for the series, so that sounds pretty great if this rumor is to be believed. And I have honestly pretty good reason to believe it, because we have some pretty fantastic sources when it comes to this kind of stuff saying that this is going to happen. We just have no official word yet from Disney or honestly from Christopher Paolini, which kind of is also pretty telling, because usually he's pretty vocal about projects he's working on and he hasn't really talked about a whole lot of projects in the more recent months. So kind of makes you think, well, what is he doing if he can't talk about it? Likelihood we're going to be seeing an Aragorn series on Disney Plus, 70%. Next, we're talking about Godzilla vs. Kong 2. Apparently a slate was released, an image of a slate was released that has the working title for this movie as Origin. Slates can be faked. That's all I have to say. 50% likely that this is an actual thing, because we have no reason to believe one way or the other. The potential for this being some sort of title associated with this project is really cool, but again, no real way to say one way or the other. Our next one has to do with Fantastic Four. We have word. First off, we do know that Feige has said there is not going to be any sort of origin for the First Family in their movie proper. So that's why we kind of went where we did with this one. But this rumor says that Ant-Man 3, so Quantumania, is going to be our introduction to the first family of comic books, the Fantastic Four. That's in line with other rumors we've heard previously. And also kind of in line with what Feige said about no history, no origin for the family in the movie. So 80% likely that this is going to be, I don't think they're going to factor in majorly to the plot, though they might. I think it's going to be kind of a post-credit stinger situation, maybe even some sort of cameo in the proper movie, but by and large, I think it's going to just be set up, and then we'll get the actual story of them in the movie that comes out. And then we're moving over to Community. The series is getting apparently a movie to kind of finish it off, which a lot of fans have been asking for, and apparently now they're going to be getting it. Alison Brie is, again, the source for this. Again, it's pretty noteworthy that somebody so closely associated with the original project is talking about a movie to bring that story to an end, if you will. So likelihood here, we're going with about 70%. There are a number of other sources associated with this, not just Alison Brie. Then we come to the big one, Batgirl. This is another one of those, everyone is reporting it as fact, though we don't have any sort of official announcement. Reportedly, so rumor, is that Batgirl has been officially canceled. At first it was indefinitely shelved, and now they're changing their vocabulary to canceled. It is not going to see the light of day. In spite of being completed with filming, they just aren't going to finish the edits and the post-production, apparently. This is, according to the rumor, due to, there's a quote here, irredeemable test screenings. And that doesn't come from any sort of questionable Comicsgate related sources either. This is a major source saying that the DC property, the Warner Brothers screenings for Batgirl were, quote, irredeemably bad, unquote. So, wow. This also comes, there's a little bit tacked on to the end of this, because we know that they said that the budget for the movie was approximately $70 million. Well, apparently that budget was a little bit closer to $100 million. And so they're just writing this off. Because of the wealth of sources and because of the quality of sources, there's no reason to not believe that this will come out to be factual soon. But as it stands right now, as of this recording today, it is still just a rumor. So likelihood that this will come to light, I'm saying 85% likely that this is the case. Next, we have another similar and slightly related rumor is Green Lantern. Green Lantern has been apparently canceled for the HBO Max series. And then there's another rumor that came out shortly after this saying that, in fact, it's been canceled for some time. They just haven't made the announcement because they're letting J.J. Abrams kind of save face somehow. But that kind of touches on what we talked about previously, in that J.J. Abrams is signing new contracts with new studios to do other projects that would be getting in the way if he were still working on Green Lantern. So if that's the case, then this lines up perfectly. Likelihood, though, this one only comes from a couple of very minor sources, pretty weak sources. We're saying about 60% likely. Because they're still not doing anything else with Green Lantern, and they made the announcement last year at Comic-Con that Green Lantern was still coming. So because the official word, it flies in the face of the rumor, that's kind of what's killing the rumor for us right now. And then we're talking about Boba Fett. I told you this was going to be a huge episode, so thank you very much, nerds, for sticking around. But Boba Fett Season 2 is apparently happening and also potentially coming soon. A Spanish language outlet has listed season one currently available, season two coming soon for Boba Fett, which is the first we've heard of this, because Boba Fett was kind of lukewarm in its reception with the community, and really the best reception it got were the episodes that featured Mandalorian. So I don't know, it seems like a strange gamble. Because we do have a snapshot of the actual source that is floating around on the internets, that's the only thing that's really saving this, because there's a lot that says this is not going to be happening, but then we see, you know, the physical evidence that it might be. So we're going to put this at 50%, because it's kind of hard to say definitively on either side of this rumor. We have a lot more to talk about, nerds, but I don't have any more time, so you're going to have to go check out the older episodes. Go check out anything. And that, Nerdy Legion, is the end of the episode. So thank you very much. I know it was a bit of a bear, but thank you very much for sticking around for the entirety. Reminder, next week we will have another regular episode. This weekend there will be a re-upload from the live episode, assuming it actually happens. I can't say 100% that it will, but I'm going to try and make that happen. So there's that. If you want to go deeper into comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. If you want to go deeper into the nerd news, though, you want to get the entire show, you want to go back through the back catalogs, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds, and we will see you next time.